This week, we have a once in a lifetime Neptune-Jupiter conjunction in Pisces, feeling new dreams igniting, feeling expansive, feeling the time of dropping into the space of miracles and magic, time to reach for the stars and make like Sugar Ray and spread your love and fly, fly.
Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in.
Hello, my baddies. Who is excited? How are we feeling? I'm very excited. This episode today, yes, it's our traditional Friday energy report where I just break down everything we need to know for the week ahead. But this one's going to be extra focused on this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction because it's huge. It's once in a lifetime, after all. So today in this episode, I'm going to break down what is this? Why is it important? What does this mean? A little bit of the historical implications, what happened last time we had this transit. So we maybe can understand and prepare for how to navigate this one. And then I'm going to get down, you know, into the woo-woo space and drop into some Cosmic RX's intentions for healing and manifestations and ways for you to work with this energy individually. Sound good? Okay, look at me being so rude. I didn't even introduce myself. I'm Maddie Murphy. I'm your cosmic consultant, your high vibe hype woman. If you're new here, welcome. So excited to have you. So before we get into Jupiter-Neptune conjunction, you got to do some quick Virgo housekeeping, Virgo announcements. The first thing, okay, I have to say, I have the luckiest like job in the world. Really like moved to tears so many times this past week, 2 weeks, getting to connect in with my community, my Cosmic RX community on our live calls, getting to work with my, you know, mentee clients. And then a few of you have booked readings with me and just getting to like hear what you're up to, the things you're doing in the world. They're so profound. They're so powerful. They're so soul aligned. That's all beautiful. But also another perk of my job is y'all in honor of Aries season have been understanding the assignment and you've been DMing me sacred thirst traps of you like in lingerie, in a sexy like leather get up out at night, in a photo of you, you feel great. And I'm like, I'm sorry, like, How did she get so blessed that I have like hotties with the banging bodies and the bodacious vibes just sending me thirst traps? I'm so lucky. So in honor of that, you know, we already were going to do this, but it's like funny when you have an idea and we have something we want to launch and it's almost like you guys get the head start on it and ask me for it or feel into the vibes because we're so connected. We are going to be doing a bad bitch challenge. It's bad bitch mindset challenge, but it's going to be very photo based. We're going to be announcing it, making sure, you know, turn on your notifications on Instagram, the Cosmic RX, if you follow us there. If you don't already have our text messages, you can text 917-708-7248 and just say, you know, I'm a baddie and we'll get you on that list. And we're going to be doing, yeah, a 5-day challenge just to see, like, let's show up, let's be seen, let's show the world what we're working with, let's use this life force energy of Aries and channel that and ignite and kind of kickstart, rev the engine for the next astrological year. And if you enter that challenge, we'll be also having a daily winner to win something fun from us. So just make sure you're tuned in. We'll be announcing it officially on Monday the 11th. But, you know, you heard it here first. When you listen to the podcast, you get the juicy scoops, okay? Other quick Aries announcement. You're right, Virgo announcement. Aries would just be our day into the fun part. I'm like a Virgo, gotta do my checklist before I start. So the other announcement is we have our Baddie Bundle Baddie Bundle is our, you know, Cosmic Baddie giveaway we do every week. If you submit a review, a rating for us on Spotify or on Apple, You win access to our membership, our community, our group chats, our daily texting, and our monthly moon guide, and our 21-day Real Self-Love Starter Course, Obsessed. So this week's winner is Kate, and I'm going to get Mronchensky. This is embarrassing for me. I'm embarrassed for myself. But your Instagram is Kate MRO. And if you want to be like Kate MRO and win a baddie bundle, submit your review, your rating. Make sure if it's on Spotify, you can screenshot us, DM us at the Cosmic RX. And if it's on iTunes, you just leave your Insta handle in the review. We love you, Kate. The first thing you do every Friday, Monday morning, honored to be with you. Honored to be with you, baddies, in the AM, starting your day right. Hyping you up, giving you a pat on the tush, a consensual pat on the bum if you're open to that, and saying, go out there and get them, tiger. That's what I live for. I literally live and breathe for watching bad bitches live in their truth and their power. It's crazy. Okay, so baddie bundle winner, so fun. Before I get into like the if astrology isn't real moment, can we just have a check-in for a second? Can we just take it down a notch and just a one-on-one? Can you just sit with me right now and be like, how are we doing? Aries season came in hot. It wasn't my traditional opening Aries season. It was less bad bitch energy. It was a little bit of sad bitch energy. I was like crying. I had a head cold. It was emotional. But a lot of breakthroughs came from that, a lot of healing. And I noticed that Aries season for everyone in my life, because, you know, granted, as of a few days ago, we're officially in the eclipse portal, in eclipse season. The energy of the Aries and the eclipse portal just came to like shake some shit up. I feel like we all were living certain narratives, certain storylines. One of my friends, Jamie, pointed out, you know, she's a double Aries. She's like, yeah, I feel like everyone, we were just focused on like the pandemic and big global things and kind of like the same stories we've been working on for a while, even in our own life. And then Aries season came in and it was like, bitch, this is about me again. And like something came up, some catalyst, some activation, some ending, some beginning, some crazy curveball news that just brought you back into like yourself. Like, okay, are we working on ourselves? Are we doing our healing? Are we showing up for our dreams? Are we paying attention? Are we sleeping on ourselves? Like, wake up. And it was like very like reality show level of drama all around me in every corner of my world. And I'm like, okay, Aries season, we are up, we are awake, we are back to ourselves, we are listening to ourselves. So I just want to say, if you're feeling that, you're not alone, okay? And honestly, we're just getting started. We're in the eclipse portal. But this Jupiter-Neptune energy I'm about to talk about is bringing some big opportunities, big ops for healing and manifesting and releasing and surrendering and just new, transcending, which we love that for us. So if astrology isn't real, let's talk about the moments from the week that just passed, how they reflect some of our current astrological patterns and transits. I get so many amazing DMs from you all. I'm obsessed with you. The things that really stood out to me this week in the news, the North Node was in the news. I need to start, like, can someone get me an old-timey newspaper company? I just want to call it, like, the North Node Times. And just be like, this is only reporting on things that relate directly to our North Node, because that's a really big way to track like our forward momentum and the things that come up and things that we're rethinking and reconfiguring. When we talk about the North and South Node, they're points of the moon. In mundane astrology, the moon rules like the people. So it really helps us understand like the trends, the habits, the movement, you know, and what's on our mind, what's on our hearts, what's important to us in the collective. And we had the North Node in Taurus showing up hot this week. We saw Biden announced, it was like right after my last podcast recording. I was like, oh, damn it, I missed it. But he announced like the America Rescue Plan, tax reform. Taurus and Scorpio, if you came to my 2022 webinar, I said tax reform will be in the cards. And that was one of, I was thinking with this North Node in Taurus, I was really hoping that it would be some billionaire tax reform and something with like student debt as part of that. So yeah, this is the first time ever that the White House is saying like, hey, billionaires, time to pay your fair share. Anybody complaining, if there's anyone on the other side of the party line complaining, this is literally just to affect the richest 700 Americans for the first time ever. So billionaire minimum income tax plan under President Biden, it's going to be a 20% minimum tax rate in all American households over $100 million. So like, how can you not be on board with that? Just like pay your fair share. there's some news footage of Biden just being like, this is just time to pay your fair share. And like, I love the way he like gets talking sometimes like a grandpa, just like, this is what it's about, kids. It's just time. So we love that. I'm holding that in the highest light. Obviously, the North Node is working with Uranus. So it's not just that we're moving towards change. Uranus is making sure these are big changes around money, values, who we value, what we value, and all that good stuff. And then the other North Node in the news moment is, we love to see it, Amazon. First union, like, hello, congratulations in my hometown in New York, Staten Island. Like, oh God, listen, New Yorkers, we are not perfect. We have many flaws, but like, we do get shit done and we do show up for each other. New York itself, I'm not sure about Staten Island, and Manhattan is built on a power crystal grid. And there's just usually things that happen in New York are very like amplified and then ripple out and like change kind of the trajectory of areas of especially in business and different marketplaces and hospitality and the finance world and all of that. So I'm like, I'm hoping that this is a ripple effect out, that this continues to gather. And this moment, that's also North Node in Taurus. It's like, we want to reevaluate our beliefs and our worth. And it's time for us to remember our worth and step into our power. And it's really like bringing power back to the people, especially because Saturn is still square Uranus, not as in a tight square as it was in 2021, but that's still there. And I love that because Chris Smalls, who was, you know, the man behind organizing this, a labor organizer, he really led this worker organization. And he said something, and I literally thought this was a joke meme, but he actually said this and it was great. We want to thank Jeff Bezos for going to space, because when he was up there, we were signing people up. We were getting signatures out here. I'm like, hell yes. And that is so literal astrology, because, you know, Saturn square Uranus, Saturn in Aquarius is power to the people. Uranus in Taurus is like change in money, in labor, and how we support ourselves. But even like Aquarius rules space and technology and aliens. And Jeff Bezos has Saturn in Aquarius. And so Chris Smalls is like, yeah, well, you are being Aquarius out in space. We were on being Taurus, down on the ground, getting shit done, talking to people. Like, here, the five senses, getting shaking hands, getting signatures. Hell yes. Hell yes to that. I am literally praying, like, help a girl out. Christian Smalls, birth chart info. Your girl needs it. Wikipedia, no help. They don't even have 88, 89. We don't even know. It could be either. But probably at least, the very least, I would say Saturn in Capricorn, which we love that, which is here to like disrupt and bring a new understanding of Saturn in Capricorn, you know, business energy. And Jeff Bezos is like triple, quadruple Capricorn. And you know what? I love that someone on his Wikipedia page said that he briefly had a career as a rapper and went around and toured with Meek Mill, but then gave it up to support his children to like, you know, make more steady income. We love that. And Small says, a friend of him says, I guess your voice was meant for something else. And I just want to say that just speaks to Taurus rules the voice, North Node and Taurus. It may be all asking us to use our throat, our voice for something different now, or something like maybe we started off doing things one way in life. And now these past 2 years have showed us like, oh, I thought I was meant to be doing X, Y, Z. But it's meant to be doing ABC. Oh, for the greater good. Okay, cool. And maybe he'll do both. But anyway, we love those stories. They were great. I think that's where I'm going to leave it with the astrology isn't real moments. There's some other things, but the North Node news, those two things were just very on brand, very literal. So let's talk about our moon report. I'm going to go through this as quickly as possible because I want to have time really to dive deep into this juicy Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. So Friday, start this, get your pen and paper out. Going to give you your emotional weather report here. We have the moon is in Cancer all day Friday into Saturday afternoon. I'm liking this moon in Cancer, especially as it's playing off with Venus in Pisces, Neptune, Jupiter in Pisces. It feels like a time to be with people you love. It feels like a time to be at like home or a place that feels like home. Take care of yourself. A big opportunity for some sort of inner healing leading up to the exact conjunction. So I would just do something that makes that a priority. Taking good care of your energy and like being with people you love, especially like the people who feel like your femme power squad, like your goddess gang, you know, in that way. Then Saturday, moon in Leo, 12 o'clock. Sunday, Monday, we feel moon in Leo vibes. Oh, it's time to be creative, perform a little bit, get a little dressed up, put on some sequins, put on some face glitter, get on like some sort of vibe of feeling yourself, honoring your I am, you know, how do you want to show up in the world? If you've been wanting to like put yourself out there in some way, leading from the heart, moon in Leo days, great days to do that. Just feeling affectionate, feeling cozy. We'll look out for like not stirring up unnecessary drama, especially with all these like the moon in Leo, the way it's squaring like the nodes and the eclipses that are happening. Yeah, there's some drama for your mama with eclipse season. So just looking out, not engaging, seeing where we can release things, where we can come back, self-regulate, right? Not make it all about us would be my advice those days. Then Tuesday, moon goes into Virgo at 10:07 a.m. and we'll stay there Wednesday and Thursday until about 4:45. So moon and Virgo days, honey, we get shit done on those days. We edit, we declutter, we detox, we figure out, ooh, what is something I need to maybe like release, get clear on, tidy up. If you're, you know, still in your spring cleaning, I know me, my spring cleaning's been going on for like 2 freaking months because I just keep picking another area of my house. Moon and Virgo days will give you so much focus and energy to do that. Virgo moon days is also a great day. If you're showing up in service, if your work feels sacred in the world, moon and Virgo may feel you like, okay, I want to like really dedicate some time to that, to moving the needle forward with something I'm doing in my work, attending to the details of my business, of my life. And moon and Virgo days, I'm like, do something for yourself, do a ritual, get out your herbs, your crystals, get out like your fun salts, take a nice ritual bath, sit in nature, do something that's like a ritual, a container for your intention. And then the moon moves into Libra, 4:45 p.m. on Thursday. And moon in Libra days, we focus on love and harmony. We feel a little sweetness in our heart. We feel like we want to spend time with our boo, our bae. We want to like be a little bit in that love harmony spot. It's also a great day to think about, okay, justice. How am I participating in the world around me? Do I want to like throw, do I have, you know, $20 to spare? Can I Venmo that mutual aid company? Can I sign a few, you know, online petitions for a cause I believe in? It's like, can I just ration and budget out a little bit of time or money to think about something that's really important to me and tipping those scales of justice back into the place they belong? So all of that, we love it. I'm going to say, just look out for the moon in Virgo days. Look out for obsessing over being perfect or beating yourself up for something you did in the past. Like, I should have done something. I did something wrong. I could have handled that better. I could have navigated that situation better. Honey, my mom says, if you're perfect, we call you Jesus. But like, if you were perfect, you'd be so boring. Like, I would never want to be friends with you because I'd be like, this bitch is vanilla. She is bland. She is one-dimensional. So your imperfections are your lessons, are your opportunities for growth. They're what gives you little depth and texture to your being. So just as much as you can, release, forgive, move on, which leads me beautifully into talking about the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces. So like I said, I'm going to talk about what this is, why it's significant for us. I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of it, and then I'm going to give us 6 cosmic RXs for this, okay? 6 is the number of the year. So I just wanted to give you 6 ways, homework assignments, healing intention, manifestation prompts for really how you could work with this in your own life. This is big, okay? Jupiter-Neptune conjunctions happen every 13 years, and it really affects the arts and culture. So we've been in it. They've been coming together, but the exact date is April 12th. So April 12th is also my little sister's birthday. Shout out to Gabby Murphy. And we feel this from April 12th to May 10th. And then we're going to feel it again October 28th, December 20th, the things that I'm describing here. The month of April is the month we really get to tap into this energy. And I want us to all have full awareness of it, okay? So Jupiter and Neptune meet up every 13 years. And they do bring in new cycles of what's trending for us spiritually, artistically. We saw like 2009, Barack Obama became the first Black president. Avatar came out. A lot of our like stuff shifted to kind of Aquarian thing. Avatar, very Aquarius, you know, very like futuristic, very even the thing of like seeing it in 3D. And this one, Jupiter, Neptune, and Pisces is what I'm focusing on today. The last time this happened was 1856. So we will never experience this again in our lifetime. This is huge, okay? This is a huge moment we're living through. And just like everything in astrology, there is the shadow and there's the light. It is not all good. It is not all bad. It's energy. And it's up to us for how we want to work through it and move through it. And I just want to point out, when we talk about big transits like this, the outer planets in particular, they can just manifest in so many different ways at once because it's dealing with the collective. Everyone has free will. Everyone is dealing with it in a different way. So in your world, it has the opportunity, this I believe, to be an incredible opportunity for healing, for manifestation, for dreaming, for creating your art. So excited to talk about this. If you're in the spiritual space or artistic entertainment space, this is your time to shine, baby. But also, like, it's the collective. So some people might use this and drop into the lower frequencies, the lower octaves of this Pisces energy. And it might be more about like delusion and escapism and denying reality and scammers and grifters and all of that. I do think it'll bring us some sort of healing movement forward, but we really have to, as a collective, but we really do have to look out for like discernment during these times. You guys are probably so sick of hearing me say that, but it's so true. So let's talk about the last time this happened, and that kind of might help us understand, you know, why this is so significant. As a reminder, Jupiter is the planet of expansion, the planet of faith. It really is like our spiritual highest growth plan. Jupiter is a benefic planet. It wants to amplify and expand all it touches. It's a very abundant planet. It's the biggest planet in the sky. And I always find that like, the area it touches is like expanding us. And again, it's for our soul growth because our souls are here to expand. So Jupiter's like, I got you. Let me help you. And then Neptune is the planet of illusion and delusion, fantasy, the dream world, the mystical realm, the metaphysical realm. Neptune, things are just not always what they appear under Neptune, for better or worse. Neptune reminds us, like, really pulls us out of our heaviness of our human existence, for better or worse. And they're both coming together in Pisces. And what's interesting is, for any of you who study astrology, is that they are the co-rulers of Pisces. They are both very at home, very happy. They speak the language of Pisces. Neptune is the modern ruler. Jupiter is the ancient ruler. So there's like this super coherent energy. Like, there's just certain planets that when they come together, it doesn't really make sense. Like Uranus and Taurus. Uranus likes fast changes and Taurus does not like that at all. So it's like when they come together, we're like, what? It's a little bit of a short circuit. Whereas Jupiter, Neptune, and Pisces is like, bam, bam, bam. The energetic signature of this is all aligned. It's all in the same channel. It's all in the same frequency. Okay. So 1856, close your eyes. Imagine 1856. First of all, you know, we're in the US Civil War is going on. We got to address that. But we started to see things during that time, the incredible rise and rapid growth and popularity of the spiritualist movement. This is where we saw people, you may have seen these old-timey photos of people having seances as part of like Victorian culture, or that was part of like how people in high society got together. People wanted to connect into the afterlife and connect into Ouija boards. And we saw this really like start in the 1840s, really kind of peak 1856. Allegedly, like, Mary Todd Lincoln would hold like seance parties in the White House. And these were all moments about like we want to connect into the other side, right? Jupiter, Neptune, Pisces. The blues were born. And Jupiter, Neptune, Pisces, it's like new music, but it's like music from the soul. It's music that's spiritual. It's music that's a movie and something, telling a story. And there's like a healing, you know, if we think about, this is the Civil War, if we think about, you know, what was going on and what it meant to be a person of color in this country, all of the enslaved peoples and like the music and turning to music and like what that meant in terms of like their ability to, yeah, tell their stories, to connect, to express. And then now we know blues is the foundation for and has influenced everything from hip hop to pop music to even country music. And there's just like a rock, everything. It's really one of the things that stand out about the blues is like, and again, I'm not a music historian or expert by any means, but It's just that the songs are infused with the heart and soul of the artist playing them. Okay. And this was unheard of during this time. And so that, again, just a shift that we never turn back from. We don't go back to sleep after that. We're not like, oh, I don't like that feeling anymore. I don't like tapping into that heart energy. Some of the other things that happened, there was mass flooding in Europe and France, and Jupiter, Neptune, and Pisces, it's water, it's ocean energy. It's amplifying that. So things with water, we might have to expect that or pay attention to that. The emergence of drugs like cannabis and opium, like recreational drugs, came on the scene during that time. Again, Jupiter, Neptune, Pisces, escapism. I want to leave reality. The real world is too harsh. Let's find ways to leave. So we have to also look out for, like, very much during this time, trying to not escape reality in unhealthy ways, okay? And then we have Movine. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Movine, the first synthetic organic dye, was invented. It was made popular. And first of all, again, this is Pisces. This is shadow and light all in one. The first synthetic dye, imagine, like, this was the first time that people, everyday people, not like the bourgeoisie, not like incredibly rich, the, you know, aristocracy, the wealthy people, could afford clothes with color. Like, literally before this, everyone just wore, like, whatever natural fibers were. Gray, brown, taupe, you know, it's giving me sad beige energy. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, I could just wear, like, a purple dress. What? This was a moment where almost, like, the world went from black and white or sepia toned to color, to technicolor, which is so cool and so beautiful and so Jupiter, Neptune, Pisces, right? So Wizard of Oz. But of course, that also was poisonous, and it was a carcinogenic, it turns out. And it really just led to the birth of, like, the whole chemical industry movement and, like, nothing being checked, nothing being regulated. Do you see what I'm saying about Jupiter, Neptune? Highs and lows here, highs and lows. So what can we expect during this? Definitely, I think we're really going through a spiritual pop culture renaissance. I think that we're going to see spirituality and pop culture weaving together in ways we, like, haven't even before. We're going to see, you know, celebrities talking more about some of their spiritual practices, bringing this out. I think spiritual teachers and leaders are going to be put on a different type of stage. I think that people are going to want, there's, like, going to be a spiritual influence behind the scenes of things, you know, records being made, albums being cut, shows being written, concerts being performed. I think there's going to be more leadership roles in the entertainment spaces from underrepresented backgrounds, producers, directors, studio heads even. I think there's going to be a rise of even more cults and radical religious groups. That's kind of, people are looking for faith. They're looking for something to turn to with Jupiter, Neptune, and Pisces. And of course, some of the people who take advantage of that are not, do not have the best intentions. So we want to, again, keep our head in a swivel, stay in discernment. I think we're going to see more culture wars, more, like, satanic panic or moral righteousness issues between, especially, like, fundamental Christian groups and things like, you know, people who believe in astrology and spirituality, more divide between them. Again, like, I think we are still going to see, like, opportunities for science and spirituality to come together in different ways and really complement each other and serve each other. I think, I'm hoping we're going to see more of a celebration of indigenous people and their spirituality, their magic, their leadership in the world. And I think we're going to see more talks of, like, hopefully more organized conservation effects around water, water preservation, protecting the oceans, climate change, you know, real steps towards protecting the polar ice caps. And like I said, we are going through, this is a spiritual rebirth and creative revolution collectively. So how do we work with this individually? What does this mean? Brought back into the you, into the I. Let's talk about it. So I'm going to share 6 ways to work with this, 6 Cosmic RX healing intentions, manifestation prompts, how to work with this. So the interesting thing about Pisces is it's the last sign of the zodiac, as we know. And then what makes this even more interesting is this conjunction, this kiss, this cosmic kiss in the sky is coming together in the 3rd decan of Pisces, which is, like, a very full expression of Pisces energy. This is happening at 23 degrees, 58 minutes of Pisces. So essentially 24 degrees of Pisces. So we're really feeling the real fullness of what this energy brings. So I really want us to, you know, I'm going to be saying it over and over again. You're going to be sick of hearing me say it, but there are the shadowy things. There's the scams, the delusions, the thinking one thing was one way and it turning out the other, feeling like tricked, hoodwinked, bamboozled. And also COVID will be back in the news probably. Pisces rules viruses. So Jupiter Neptune is like no boundaries. It's spreading. It's just infinite. So yeah, there may be more COVID breakouts, news, strains, strands of that. So just again, I'm about to say some things that are going to be very exciting and hopeful, but I want to keep us a little bit anchored in that other stuff too. Eyes wide open to it all, right? Open and accepting to it all. So Pisces being the last sign, it's always about releasing. It's always about like, what do we need to release? How do we need to heal so we can really step into the next version of ourselves? How can we transcend? And with Jupiter and Neptune both being in the sign of Pisces, I want you to think about them like they're on either side of you and they're completely locked in to this Pisces energy and they're supporting you so fully in the things that I'm about to tell you. They're supporting you so fully in bringing this Pisces energy, integrating it into your very beingness, into yourself, into your energy field, into your cells, into your consciousness, to support you in moving forward into something completely different, into uncharted territory of yourself and your heart and your imagination and your soul, okay? So this is a big, big ending. It's a release. It's a completion. It's your Pisces always asks, like, what needs to be unraveled? What needs to be untangled? What needs to be unwound? What is keeping us bound? What is keeping us locked in? So you might be asking yourself right now, like, what are you completely done with at a soul level? What are you ready to transmute? What is dissolving for you? You might already have been feeling it. Like I said, Jupiter and Neptune have been together in Pisces since end of December. And again, this is all going to be a multi-dimensional experience, lots of different emotions. But as much as we can, we want to figure out what we have to do to allow this Pisces energy to move something out of our energy, out of our energy field, so we can expand, right? To dissolve the walls we've put up, to dissolve the stories we have, the karmic soul contracts, the heaviness, the burden that we think we have to bear, the thing in our life that's taking so much energy from us that we feel like we have so much responsibility towards, but that's not giving us anything back. Those relationships, that job, those patterns. There is something that wants to like dissolve and move through and transcend so you can expand and you can go into a new area of growth and move forward in a completely revolutionary way. Like I said, this is once in a lifetime. Some people don't even get to experience this in a lifetime. So it's like once in our lifetime, and it's a very rare moment in history in general. So obviously, this being the last sign of the zodiac, we said endings, okay? But Jupiter, Neptune holding you on either side, offering you space, offering you grace, ushering you, holding you like angel wings, like two people just holding you up, like two spirit guides, two galactic guardians holding you. And then also, let's not forget, we have the life force of Aries season. And I like this for us because Jupiter, Neptune in Pisces could be a little too, if it happened during Pisces season, I'd be like, what the fuck is happening? Like, we are just on straight up ayahuasca and mushroom acid LSD trip trying to like navigate the real world, and it's not working. But Aries is here. The sun, the illuminator, the giver of all life is in the zodiac sign of Aries, keeping us focused. We love that for us, keeping us about thinking about forward momentum, keeping us strong, keeping us action oriented, keeping us in a place of courage and boldness, okay? So tune into that too if you need help. If the Pisces energy feels too strong, we have Aries, and then in April we have Taurus energy. These are two energies that are a good complement to this Pisces. The themes about Pisces that come up, and during this time we're going to talk about spiritual growth, intuitive development. We're going to be asked to appreciate and reconnect to our divinity, our God self, the part of us that is just a, you know, we are just vessels of God energy walking around on earth. We're going to be asked to think about our expansiveness beyond the physical world. We're going to be asked to look at, you know, how love shows up in our lives, how we can be more open to it, forgiveness, self-acceptance, releasing imperfection, like I said, embracing of the lessons we've learned, growth, healing, development, and understanding it all happened. It's all magic. It's all part of this wild human ride that we signed up for. And it's going to connect you into the deeper essence of your soul and what you need to express that. And it's going to manifest differently for everyone. And it's going to feel different for everyone, but it ultimately wants you to feel complete, at peace, whole, and fully aware of the power of your creative, multidimensional self. Okay? So the first thing, the first Cosmic RX well, it's like a precursor. I don't even know if it even counts in my, hold on. Does it count in my six? No, it doesn't. This is just a precursor. You got to check your chart. You got to see how this is working for you. What area of life is it affecting? So look for 24 degrees of Pisces in your chart. Look at the house it rules. Look at if you have any planets or angles, luminaries on or near 24 degrees of Pisces. Anything within 10 degrees of that, you're going to feel it very intensely. But it's going to come in and wash out and renew and open up space to manifest. Everyone's chart. You have Pisces in your chart. If you can't see it, if you're confused, I made a video on TikTok. DM me. I'll send it to you of how to find this. Also, we are going to feel, all water signs are going to feel the effects of this. So anywhere you have Scorpio and Cancer in your chart too is going to feel this openness of this, right? It's going to be harmonizing with it. So if that's the first thing I need you to do, and the energies are coming together in this house, in this area of your life, to release something from you and to bless you with something new. So let's talk about release. This is the first Cosmic RX release, baby. A release. Honey, let it go. That shit is heavy. It is not meant to be. You don't got to carry it no more, okay? We're about to go to Jupiter and Aries this summer, which is going to be like going full throttle, full steam ahead into like the mother effing jungle, and just, it's water tiger energy. This is the tiger part of the water tiger. And you're meant to go fast and free and far. And Neptune in Pisces is like, what do you want to let go of first? What's like the baggage that you don't want to be tying you down as you learn to fly, as you run, as you gain some real steam and momentum into feeling completely different in your life? So there is something that's being asked to be released, and you may be already freeing yourself from this. You might be in the process of it, especially again, like I said, ever since December. It's like, what's that thing that has previously consumed you? What was the thing that was a really big part of your energy? What was the thing that you felt like you almost had to be in servitude, like a martyr for? That's like a low vibrating, a lower expression of Pisces. Could be like feeling powerless, feeling a martyr, feeling unconscious, victim energy, self-pity, blame, feeling discouraged, defeated. What was something that was holding you back or bringing you down? And notice, has that been like released from your life? Has that, is that in a process of release? It doesn't make it easy, baby. I know. It's not easy, honey. I feel you. I feel you. But it is for your highest good. And this is a time to figure out, what do you need to do? What do you need to feel and be honest with yourself about? And how can you honor yourself and try to find peace and some sort of release of it, okay? And it's overwhelming. Pisces energy is overwhelming. There's so much. So much we're feeling, and we are processing it, but we're not, and we don't really know how to make sense of it. And we can feel really sensitive. It could even feel like a depression. Everything in the world can feel like too big or too much. And that's where that escapism comes in. We're like, F this reality. I'm out of it. I don't want to deal with it. We can feel loss. So it's understanding, like, what do you need to process the energy? And usually it is just like, feel it to heal it. Allow yourself to articulate and vocalize the things that you're feeling, and just being okay with feeling that, okay? And noticing if you have choices and options in front of you that help you process this energy and move forward, okay? This is a great time to reflect, get quiet, tune into your heart. This is a great time to get, like, if you have a trusted spiritual reader, sometimes spiritual readings can help you understand the larger thing that's unfolding. We're so in the weeds of it as a human. We get really lost in the sauce. Tune back in, zoom out. And I want you just to be radically loving and accepting of whatever wants to come up. Emotions that you're ready to go through or grow through, evolution, progression, this is what you're here to do, okay? How are you ready to move forward with it? It's going to be different from everyone. What are you willing to open up to? What are the new potential and possibilities you might not even have seen because this other thing was holding you down or completely blocking your vision? And all you have to do is, you can just even do a journal prompt, okay? What am I willing to open myself up to now? And where am I ready to free myself from the lower energies of Pisces energy? All that stuff I talked about. Where am I ready to free myself from victim consciousness, from feeling overwhelmed, from feeling powerless? And even just holding this intention is so important. That's what intentions do. They help bring clarity and focus, and they help you direct your energy. And it also shows sacred consent, like your participation, a sacred contract with the universe. That's like, okay, you know, they're ready. You're so supported in this. I know it's hard, but like, work with your energetic power, work with your galactic guardians, Jupiter and Neptune on either side of you, holding that space for you, making it easy, making, not easy, but there's ease, and making, you know, like, open roads for you. But I do want to point out again, please try and limit like the escapism. This may not be the best time for recreational drugs, alcohol, whatever you do to escape. I think we are going to see like a wave of another wave of like sobriety coming back into the mainstream. It's just, this is times where like we need to be clear-headed and open-hearted. We also need to be really present to everything happening, okay? It's teaching you something. It's showing you something. Okay, so point two, protect your energy. You've heard me talk about it a lot, but I just do want us to think about the energies that are really open. We're going to feel really sensitive. We're going to feel really influenced by other people's emotions, feelings. So to the best of your ability, practicing your boundaries, practicing just knowing when something is your feeling and not trying to not put yourself into situations and places that are going to drain you or expose you to energy that you're not sure of, what it's working with. I do want you to protect your energy is very much a part of this, okay? We're opening into this big, like, etheric ocean altogether, right? We got to have some kind of container, have your lifeboat, have something so you're not like just drowning in it. Energy hygiene. There's, you know, amazing tools. Jamie Luxie Eve in our community, find her on Instagram. She's an amazing healer. She talks a lot about energy hygiene, you know, doing salt baths, doing visualizations, working with tourmaline, onyx, things that can help protect your energy, and mostly just knowing when to say no, when knowing to say like, this is not for me, okay? Even just working with the affirmation, I call all of my power back to me now. We had the Mars-Saturn conjunction, I didn't talk about it earlier, but on April 4th, that was a really intense day. A lot of you might have felt a collision or some kind of conflict or something really big happened on or around that day, and you might be kind of still reeling from that, and there might be something of like, during this time now, like, I need to protect myself. Maybe it showed you I have to protect myself from some kind of energy, it's too much right now, and I need to be really, oof, what's important, coming back, unplugging, maybe stop the doom scrolling, you know, spend some time out in the garden, which brings me to Cosmic RX number three. It kind of goes hand in hand protecting your energy, but I want it to be its own point because it's that important. I want you to practice grounding. I want you to ground down, honey, ground down, ground round. Shout out to anyone who knows what ground round is. Be in nature. I really like slowing down, taking deep breaths. We have a lot of things that are coming up, a lot of emotions and feelings. And when we're moving a million miles a minute, we don't know how to process them. And then they catch up with us all at once. And they come up like an explosion where it's like pushing balloons down below a pool. It's like they all pop up at the same time. When we ground down, we can deal with the emotions we're feeling and identify them and work through them much easier. We can also be a channel for spiritual information when we're grounded. We can understand it. We can listen to our body, all that good jazz, okay? So, yeah, spend time in your garden. Walk around in nature. Leave the phone at home for a while. Eat, like, root vegetables. I'm laughing. Like, put crystals in your shoes, heavy crystals. You know, go stand outside in nature barefoot. Feel into, like, the electromagnetic healing ground of the earth, the soil. There's a lot of ways you can ground, but the only thing I'm seeing right now in my head is being in nature, and it's that time of year, too. It's springtime. You know, April also brings in Taurus season. It's like ground into your physical body, eat, make a yummy plant-based meal, nourish yourself. But like, what does it mean for you to ground down? Slowing down, being in your body, okay? Fourth, Cosmic RX, I'm laughing because, you know, we've talked a lot about this shifting and this changing, and that's going to continue to go on, okay? So all of this, the umbrella of discernment of everything, discernment with everything. The fourth Cosmic RX is noticing where you're having relationship changes. This is going to sound, if you're not into woo-woo stuff, then maybe you just want to stop the podcast here. But I'm going to drop in with full permission to offer up, again, I'm saying this with as much discernment as I can, but I really believe this and feel this, and I keep hearing it from people that I respect, and if the astrology confirms it, there's just like new soul contracts are being formed, okay? There's old contracts that are being released. So if you've been a part of something or a relationship or something that's been like grabbed you, held a lot of your energy, consumed a lot of you, there's sort of like an energetic resonance shifting. That pulling you down energy is gone. Like it was pulling you, it's like an anchor's been cut and you get to go back into floating and moving through. You might notice that you're just forming different paths with people. There's maybe no more overlap or energetic connection, which is hard, okay? There is a sense of relief, but there also may be a sense of like grieving. So there's just changes. Changes are hard, especially like emotional ones.
But again, like the way things were, it's just different. There's just a dissolving happening. There's a transmutation. Like contracts literally just like fading or going into the ocean, dissolving. Jupiter, Neptune, Pisces is like taking that parchment or rice paper and just being like, no, like it's dissolved. So you have the potential to feel much lighter in your heart, lighter in your new relationships, lighter and more aligned. And whatever this thing was, this relationship with this person or these people, it taught you something. It probably taught you something that was a big part of your soul and was essential to you and your growth. And now your work, your responsibility, your growth, your accountability is hinged on finding and tapping into something that's a higher energy to allow it to be complete, whether that's going to therapy, working with a healer, doing, you know, your own, just coming to terms with things, coming to peace with things. But how can you just move into a place of less like wrestling with this thing and beating yourself up and looking in the past and how did this play out? And how did it end? And how did people show up? And what, how did it come undone? And how did it maybe bring out the worst in me or the worst in them? Which, yeah, like heavy soul contracts, karmic relationships can absolutely do that. How can I move into the place of just seeing like what is? This is what had to happen. See it from a higher perspective. Again, not spiritually bypassing over like if there's situations of abuse or anything super toxic. But like, just like we get entangled. We get into the entanglements. Will and Jada know. It's real. But this is like, we get to like the contract. It's no longer those things that were binding you to them, the things that were holding you down. There's like a fading or a dissolving. And I really want you to think about like, maybe I was just doing the best I could with what I had in that moment. And maybe they were too. And by maybe, I mean definitely. You were just doing the best you could. You made the best decisions you could and you had to do that in the time. So, and maybe that was the best they could do. And can we just leave it there? And can we just let it be what is and just find like the peace in that? And can we allow ourselves to shift, evolve, and grow and connect into love and forgiveness and acceptance that this Pisces energy wants to offer us and like let it like flush through, flush out, move through and help us complete something, okay? Can you tell yourself like there's no wrong choices? I didn't make a wrong choice. There's just choices and lessons and I did it and I'm doing it. We don't have to rush the process. If you're deep in it, I'm not saying like, oh, I'm better, fine, don't think about it anymore. But let yourself feel it. Let yourself feel into it. What would be good for you? What would help you bring that closure? Maybe I love writing a letter to someone. I also love writing a letter to my past self and forgiving myself for certain things. I usually don't mail that letter to the other person, but if you want to write it, go for it. If you want to send it, go for it. If it's safe for you. But just writing it, putting words to something that something you wish you could tell someone and then being like, but I forgive you. I forgive you. I release this. I don't want to hold on to this anymore. Seeing it all in writing, and I do always recommend like pen to paper writing with this, can feel really good. Okay. And then write a letter of forgiveness or write a letter of all the things that like you wish they told you in a moment, maybe, right? Like just something to let it out. And we all do things that unintentionally hurt people. We all do things that unintentionally create chaos or dissonance. But the best we can do is make peace with things, forgive ourselves and others, and figure out how we can be better, right? How can we evolve and expand? So peacefully closing out of relationships. If it's happening for you right now, no, probably know it's happening right on time. It's divine timing. It's meant to be. And it's also time to forgive yourselves. Oh my God, there's so many things I look back on in my life that literally give me the ick and like cringe. I cringe at the things I did in the past. Eek. But we have to send the unconditional love back to the version of ourselves. Like that Maddie was doing the best she could and you were doing the best you could in that time. Okay. So I want you to hold that in your heart. I want you to think about that. I want you to let it, just let yourself flow with that. Let it be released. Let it be not so heavy. Okay, so this brings me to number 5. That's some of the juicy stuff. It's time to integrate more of your divine being, honey. Wake, wake, a knock, knock, knock. Somebody forgot. They were an intercelestial royal being, a little bit of God poured into a human body. A knock, knock, knock. We forgot, but it's okay. You were sleeping, but you're awake now. It is time to connect in to your God essence, your multidimensional self, your higher self. It is just time. The downloads are going to come through. Messages are going to come clearer. You're becoming stronger in other realms if you want to do that. So really, it's time to remember that you're a divine ass being first and foremost. Like honey, you're not here. Like, things that are happening around you aren't even as they appear. You're here on a mythical journey. The people around you are the players in it, the characters in it, but there's something much bigger unfolding. And there's a journey to come back to yourself, to this place of just pure light, pure luminescence. And it's time to like trust that side of you a little bit more. And it's time to integrate that into your everyday life. So whether that's meditating daily, whether that's like shifting your vibration through what you eat or what you listen to, connecting to your dreams. Oh my God, the dream world is about to come so vivid. Writing down the signs, symbols, synchronicities, and like trusting them when you're getting them. The sleep, especially the dreams, because that's when the brain shuts down. That's when messages can come through. You know, letting your crown and third eye be activated to higher energies that are beautiful and in your highest good and supporting you. Doing all the things, letting your woo-woo side out more, letting your spiritual side out more. This is very important for something I'm about to say, but like, I want you to feel like renewed in this. You might feel brand new. You might start to feel like you have a whole new consciousness, and there's something in you that just wants to be like, everything is going to be okay. All is well. Like, all is well. May all souls be well. Everything is fine. Everything is happening in divine accordance. And then how can you move through life from that place, from a place of warmth and generosity and feeling held and in this loving place, okay? How do you move forward from there? I want you to pay attention to the new possibilities unfolding. I want you to pay attention to deja vu feelings. These are like overlapping timelines. I want you to pay attention to where your spiritual gifts may be coming through. I want you to connect into your spirit guides, sit down, talk to them. I want you to play with your spiritual self, like create, connect with it. It doesn't have to be arduous. It doesn't have to be overly serious. And even just saying the intention, I'm ready to call in and work with these new energies that are beautifully supportive of my higher self integrating, just saying that, doing that, and like looking for like the higher self, how it's showing you the breadcrumbs, or maybe it's a huge open wide avenue of like the new choices you can make, the new patterns, the things that are like the next step that's leading you to something a little different than you've ever experienced before. Because there's a lot of that. There's a great adventure we're embarking on. There's just something completely new that wants to be experienced by you on the soul level. Okay. So that brings me to my last Cosmic RX for this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. Honey, it is time to share your art. It is time to share your art, whatever art is to you. It's time. Like I said, if you are a spiritual being and you have any interest in sharing that with the world, this is the time. If you are an artist, if you are a creator, if you are a maker, a designer, a producer, a weaver, you create something, you are in entertainment, you are in the fine arts, you are just making shit that is beautiful and has healing power and you have a story to tell. My God, this is your time to do it, and I will be pissed. I will personally be pissed at you if you don't do it, if you do not share that with the world, because the world needs it right now. And it's almost like you're putting out your neon sign. I'm open for business. I am spiritual and or I have a creative thing to share with the world. And if you're doing both, which I'm guessing if you listen to this podcast, you are. That's the cosmic baddie life. That's what we do in the spiritual creative realms. Show up for the world. Then it's like that neon sign. It's like open for business. The world is going to start looking for those neon signs. I want to work with these people. I want to work these places. Spiritual people are about to take over the entertainment world. And the entertainment world is going to try and like bring in spirituality into it. And like, goddamn, that could go a lot of bad directions, I'll be honest. So I need you, the high integrity baddie, you know, the badass with the good heart. I need you paving the way. I need you leading the way. I work with so many of my one-on-one clients are so effing powerful. And like, I'm loving getting to talk to them about like how they're showing up in their corner of the world. And I'm just thinking to myself lately, like, this is it. This is the revolution. I want you, people like you, conscious people, grounded people, people with fucking wicked senses of humor, eyes open, heart open, spirit open, with something on your heart to share. I want you showing up for it. It is yours for the taking right now, but no one can find you if you're not putting yourself out there in some way, okay? So it's Aries season. We're being seen. We're sharing our art. There is a renaissance, a spiritual creative renaissance happening, and I want you to be part of it. It's not to be perfect, right? It's Pisces. It's Pisces is like not about like being perfect. It's not about that at all. It's about like being a little messy, but letting the messiness be magical, right? Like Virgo likes the control. Pisces likes the cosmic. Like, it's, let's just let this happen and let it flow and let it be like big broad strokes and let it be messy. But I'm doing it from the heart, right? So we're doing things from the heart. Like I said before, blues was born during this time. Do what you want, but bring heart and soul to it. That's what resonates. That's what people are like looking for. That. That's the live wire. That's the electric thing. Okay. I want you to do that. Like I said, I'll be pissed at you if you do not. Okay. And you don't want to see Maddie Murphy pissed. It's not good. Not good. She's passive aggressive. No, I'm just kidding. She's also very angry and passive aggressive. And you don't want to experience that. Okay. So, you know, just to recap, these are our cosmic RXs. These are the ways there is something you're being asked to move through this month, okay? There is the relief and the grief that go hand in hand. There's things that didn't work out. There's expectations we had, how we thought our life would be, how we thought things would be. And there's an ending to that. And it's messy. And that's fine. But there's also days that we're going to feel the celebration and the relief. Okay, thank God that thing didn't work out. Or something even better came along. And I feel exciting. And we're going to be floating between those two. And that full spectrum, right? The rose and the thorn, the celebration and the challenge, and it all is perfect. That is what's perfect. There's no such thing as perfect things in life, but that is divine design, what you're experiencing. That is the human healing process, okay? So let yourself float between those two things. Let yourself move through something. Let it be messy. Let it be convoluted, but also let it be magical and cosmic, and let it be a reclamation, and let it be glorious. And it's happening right on time. And as a reminder, you have Jupiter and Neptune, fucking big galactic guardian planets on either side of you, holding space, supporting you. Trust what needs to move, flow, shift, and evolve. And just be gentle with yourself wherever you're at. And look at the choices you have ahead of you. You have new choices, new things unfolding. There's a new trajectory, a new path. And oh my gosh, it's all happening. It's all happening, people. So let it go. You're not meant to carry a lot of it into the next chapter. You're ready to feel free, evolve, transcendent, and divine. Okay. We're going to keep talking about this. You're going to be sick of hearing me talk about it in all of our April energy reports. But that's where I'm going to leave you. I'm going to sign off. I'm going to send you massive amounts of love and stardust and protection and just everything so you can move through this in the exact way that serves your highest good. Tag us in, like, you know, I love seeing when you're listening to the episode. I love seeing you on your nature walks. I love seeing you, you know, working on your spiritual practices. Tag us in those photos at the Cosmic RX. And then come find me at I Am Maddie Murphy. Slide in my DMs. Let me know what's up. Let me know what's good. I love hearing from you there. And like I said, you're so ready. You're ready. Spread the way. Spread the love and fly, fly. Cue the Sugar Ray. Okay. Until next week. Bye.
Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.